I am prepared to halt and even reverse the deployment of our intermediate range missiles from Europe as the outcome of a verifiable and equitable agreement. But for such an outcome to be possible, we need to have the Soviets return to the bargaining table. Before this body and the people of Europe, I call on them to do so.
The president also defended U.S. policy in Central America, which is particularly unpopular in Ireland.
The people of Nicaragua and El Salvador have a right to resist the nightmare outside forces want to impose on them.
Inside the parliament, this part of the speech was received in silence. Outside, there were several thousand vocal but mostly orderly demonstrators protesting U.S. policy on both nuclear arms and Central America. Winding up this nostalgic, emotional visit to the land of his ancestors, the president came close to admitting that the trip had its political uses as well.
We want to come back when my work is done in Washington. By my calculations, that will be in January of 1989.
Arriving in London, where he'll be for the rest of the week, the president was asked what he thought about reaction to the speech.
No one threw anything at me.
Mr. Reagan's speech was carefully planned to soften his image in Europe, where many believe that he is dangerously trigger-happy, and to send the Soviets yet another signal. His advisors don't want the president and his policies to become the issue while he is here for what they expect to be an otherwise uneventful economic summit meeting. Bill Plant, CBS News, with the president in London.